we dealt with everything from public health issues clean water and infectious diseases and funding the public health infrastructure to medical discipline for physicians who are impaired, or also to medical politics medical licensure issues. And when we expanded the scope of practice for nurse practitioners and physician assistants in the state, rural health issues, access issues, really ran the whole range of medical and healthcare issues for the state.
Specifically with rural health issues in Bayou La Batrie, where Dr. Benjamin practices, or in general, what are some of the specific issues or challenges that a doctor practicing medicine in a rural part of the state would have to deal with?
Well, they're enormous, and if anything, they've gotten worse over time in some ways. A lot of it has to do with patients who are not insured, who have limited financial resources, difficult transportation, maybe limited education and understanding, health literacy, but also just the infrastructure of the healthcare system in some smaller communities is very limited. But on the other hand, it's a very rewarding kind of practice because you can tell you're making a difference every day, and patients appreciate it, families appreciate it. So it's not as financially rewarding, but it's rewarding in a lot of other ways. And I think that's what Regina found. It's what those of us who've done that have found.
Certainly, she's going to be working in Washington a lot of the time. Do you think being in that world, maybe it's important for her as she takes on this new role to come back to South Alabama and not see her patients, just connect with the community in Bayou La Batrie?
Well, I'm sure it will be. Regina's been well prepared for this, though. She is she's well anchored with the reality of real people in a place like Bayou La Batrie. She's also very familiar with every level of the healthcare system, from that ground level on through state organizations and state agencies onto the national level. And she's been on a lot of national boards and federal advisory committees and in settings that are fairly demanding and high pressured. And so she's not completely new to the kind of pressure cooker that she's going to, although I'm sure it's going to be intense. So I think she's prepared through her experience, but also I think through her values. She's got terrific personal values and integrity, and I think that will come through.
What's the importance of having someone who is a family physician in the role of Surgeon General?
Well, I think that there's probably nobody better positioned to understand the full scope of the healthcare system than someone who's done primary care and especially family medicine. Because you see every aspect of the system. Family physician understands it from the level of the family and community on through the entire healthcare system and what works and what doesn't work. And the interface between private medicine and public health is a really important aspect. And family physicians tend to be more involved in that. And in Alabama, we have a very good relationship between private medical community and the public health department. So Regina's seen that and seen it work well. So I think any family physician has a unique perspective there, but Regina's is especially valuable.
What about this role of Surgeon General? I know in the past there had been talk of just eliminating it altogether. I mean, you have to think, you know, for me, I think you mentioned Surgeon General instantly. I think of C. Everett Koop.
Right.
Do you think that maybe a figure like Dr. Benjamin, who seems to be such a transformational figure in her community, can maybe have that same effect with this this institution, this role of being a Surgeon General?
Well, it is a very demanding job. Of course, there's a day-to-day aspect of it, which is heading the U.S. Public Health Service, which has its own particular mission and has a lot of ongoing work. And so someone is the head of that organization. But as the nation's physician in chief, as we thought of Dr. Koop or of David Satcher, who's an Alabama native who was Surgeon General not very long ago as well, I think there is the opportunity to move important issues forward, to get them out in the open, and even to take on controversial matters like Dr. Koop did with tobacco and others. And it'll be important to focus and find one or two timely issues where the timing is right and try to make the most good out of that situation as possible. And obviously, whatever happens with healthcare reform, there'll be important implications for the public health infrastructure of the country as well. And so Regina will have her hands full on a day-to-day or month-to-month basis. The important thing will be finding something to focus on that moves further down the road.